Yeah, this is Willie Terry at Juneteenth celebration in Schenectady, Central Park. And I'm here at an author table with an author, L. Lloyd Stewart. He wrote several books. How you doing, Lloyd?
I'm doing well, Willie.
Lloyd, before I ask you about the book, tell me something about yourself.
Myself? Yeah. Well, I'm, and that ties into the books as well. I'm a third-generation native of Albany, New York. I'm a ninth-generation native of New York State. Now, my family has been in New York State since the early 1700s, okay? I have six children, the four oldest of whom I raised as a single parent, and I have 20 grandchildren, okay? And I got into writing these books because I was doing genealogy with my grandmother, who at the time was 95, mm-hmm. and realized that they had been in New York State since the early 1700s. And a lot of things that happened to people of African descent in this state from the very beginning of their coming, my family was involved in. Mm-hmm. So when I started writing, doing the history of my family, I found out they were involved in enslavement in New York State. They were involved in the slave trade. They were involved in abolition. They were involved in the civil rights period. They were involved in Jim Crow and all of those kinds of things. So they actually lived through the first 200 years of New York State history.
So how did you get into the writing, though?
I was sitting down with my grandmother. It got to a point in time.
You didn't go to school or anything?
I went to school and I studied history.
What school?
I went to Columbia in New York City, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had
what year was that?
68 I went. I graduated in 72.
72?
Okay. And I had a professor, his name was Hollis Lynch, who came into class with a big chest full of Xerox copies of articles and pieces of books and stuff from all over the, talked all over the diaspora of people of African descent in the world, and gave out copies to everyone in the class. And reading that interested me to the point where I wanted to become a history major. I got interested in writing books when I talked to my grandmother about genealogy, about our family, and found out about New York, our connection with New York and enslavement. And so I put together the knowledge I gained from going to school with trying to find out about my family's history. And the first book, Gradual Abolition, came out of that, A Far Cry from Freedom.
Yeah, your book here, The Far Cry from Freedom, Gradual Abolition, is 1799 to 1827.
Yes.
New York State Crimes Against Humanity.
Exactly.
And that's a heavy title.
Well, that it was heavy what they did to our people, okay? The enslavement itself. You find out that New York State was, in fact, a slave state, okay? Just as extensive as it was... Okay, just as extensive as it was in the South, okay? As a matter of fact, in 1790... New York State had just 7,000 less enslaved people than the entire state of Georgia, okay? New York State was the major transport of Africans from Africa to the South. They would come to New York, the port of New York, they would be auctioned at the port of New York, and then they would be sent to the South to work on the cotton plantations and the agricultural plantations in the South. So New York State's history as a slave state is extensive. And that's what got me interested in it and finding the role that my family played in that.
Why did you start writing a book from 1799?
Well, 1799 was the period when New York State passed the Gradual Abolition Act. But you'll find in the book, I start from the 1625 when the first Africans were brought to New York State, or New Netherlands, as it was called back then. It includes the entire history. 1799 is when the state of New York passed the Gradual Abolition Act. And then enslaved people were actually freed in New York State in 1827. So that's those numbers there on there.
Now, in one of your chapters, you talk about Jim Crow status of the freed African descendants after the emancipation.
Yes.
Did Jim Crow start in the South or start in the North?
Well, like most things, New York State led as far as enslavement was concerned. It led as far as Jim Crow. It led as far as abolition. All of those things that took place in the South took place in the North as well, at an earlier period of time, because that's where Africans were first brought to this continent. So all of the slavery, the emancipation, and Jim Crow actually had its beginnings in doctrine as far as the North is concerned. So the North does not get off as far as enslavement is concerned. New York State was a slave state.
And what were your major points for writing this book? You know, what were your objectives you're trying to get out?
I wanted to do was give, if you ask people about New York State and enslavement, they don't believe that New York State was a slave state because they never heard of it. They never learned it in class.
Right.
They were never taught it, okay? So my intention was to let them know, to educate them about the fact that New York State was as much involved in enslavement as the South. As a matter of fact, what you find is because of the factories, the Industrial Revolution that started in the North, most of the material goods were produced in the South, the cotton in particular, and sent to the North, where it was turned into cloth to be able to make clothes and linen and things along those lines. So the North was always involved in the enslavement of people of African descent.
And also in the book you have something about reparation.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Well, reparations is a topic that is beginning, interestingly enough, to get a play again. With all of these candidates running for the presidency on the Democratic line, you finally get people talking about it. But reparations is for crimes against humanity. And they paid reparation for the Jews in Germany, they paid reparations for the Japanese in California, they paid reparations to the Native Americans here in the United States. The people of African descent in this country, they deserve to have some recognition of what took place. The problem is, there's no knowledge on the average person's part of what actually took place. They say slavery, but they don't understand how brutal and horrendous enslavement was. Taking people from their families, taking children, selling them, breaking up families, the beatings, the brutality, the work that they required them to do. All of these things, all of these aspects of enslavement are what actually began the need to have reparations. And during the Civil War, there were in fact efforts made towards reparations. But then after enslavement, you also have a period of peonage where they would just pick up people of African descent off the street, put them in prisons. It was the beginning of the prison industrial complex. And they weren't paid, but they were farmed out to corporations and businesses to do agricultural work and industrial work. They're all part of the reparations that are due to people of African descent.